You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Panthers, Gil, are beginning to look like the real deal now. We talked about them on last week's podcast, and they beat the Philadelphia Eagles despite turning the ball over on numerous occasions. Prior to that, they'd got that statement win against the Seattle Seahawks. We're sitting up and taking notice of the Panthers now, Gil.
We are 6-0, another 6-0, another undefeated team, and we are taking notice. I think that's a good way to put it. Here's why we should take notice. They've won 10 straight regular season games. I mean, that's unbelievable. Before that, they lost, or I think they were 0-6-1 before that in the seven games prior to it. So as we mentioned last week, what a strange streakiness to a team now over the course of what would amount to more than one regular season. So yeah, 10 in a row, 6-0 this year. The problem with the 6-0, if we're looking for a negative, they haven't beaten anyone with a winning record. So that's something to think about. Meanwhile, the Colts are 3-4 but still lead their division. So I don't know. This is a tough one in terms of the number, because I think the number is kind of where it ought to be.
I think, Gil, we could put together a team to lead the AFC South, though.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think so. We may win a game. I mean, Houston's in there. Tennessee's in there. Jacksonville. I mean, the Colts really have their run. You know, the Colts have won 15 straight against their division opponents. 15 in a row. Sadly for them, Carolina's not in the AFC South.
Absolutely. And I look at this matchup, Gil. I know you've said the number looks to be where it should be at 7. It looks like a horrible matchup for the Indianapolis Colts. The running game is just so strong. They lead the NFL with 144.7 yards per game, and they have gained at least 100 yards in 17 straight matches now. And the New Orleans Saints managed to run on the Indianapolis Colts last week. So that matchup looks like a horrific matchup for the Colts.
Yeah, the way I put it on my show, or the way I tried to phrase it, was that, you know, Andrew Luck, we talk about his propensity to throw picks these days, and it's justified. He has 9 interceptions this year, and he's really got to ratchet that back. But it's the offensive line. He was sacked 4 times last week. That offensive line has given up 15 total sacks between Andrew Luck and Matt Hasselbeck behind center. 15. And that goes a long way towards explaining the fact that they have a league-high 16 holding penalties as well. So when they're not giving up sacks, they're desperately holding on to dear life to not get Andrew Luck or Matt Hasselbeck sacked. And now they play the Carolina defense, which, as you point out, this is not a good matchup for them, because the defense at Carolina, they've got 18 sacks, and 9 of them were in the last 2 weeks. They've allowed only one opponent to throw for 300 yards. They're giving up 4.8 yards per play on defense. That's the third best mark in the NFL. And so on paper, given all of that as a backdrop, you're sort of thinking to yourself, well, the Colts have no chance here. But, you know, as one of the guys on my show likes to say, Vegas Runner, he says, you know, the spread is the great equalizer. Can the Colts cover here? Yeah, they could probably cover, because Andrew Luck can throw you into any game. My beef with the Colts is the fact that they have these receivers that seem to want to dance even when they score and the Colts are still trailing. And that, to me, not to sound like I'm, you know, 100 years old, but that to me says more about the mentality of your players than anything else.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. You see teams that are getting it happens in the NFL often, I think, Gil. You see teams that are getting blasted and they're 40 points down, and then someone records a sack and dances, and you're thinking, well, your team's trailing by 40 points. That's we don't see that often in the Premier League, when a team is losing by 3 or 4 goals and they score, they're in a hurry to get the ball back and restart. It's a different mentality, I think, in the NFL.
And it didn't used to be that way in the NFL 20 years ago, by the way. It did not. It's a modern age thing where a lot of these guys don't really have their heads in the game as much as you'd think they would. Because if they did, they'd just look at the scoreboard and they'd pipe down a little bit. And I guess, though, you know, not to belabor it, but the one thing that I mentioned was you just simply wouldn't see that on a team like the New England Patriots. In 0% possibility, there's 0% possibility that any player playing for Bill Belichick would do such a thing. And by the way, if they did, they'd be cut the next day. So if you think what I'm saying is sort of a, you know, an old man on his porch saying, get off the grass, you know, kind of thing, I really don't believe it to be the case. I really think it means a lot about, you know, especially if you're going to put money behind certain teams. It's just tough to feel great about a team like that, especially when you're talking about putting money, you know, your own money behind that kind of thing. It's not easy to wrap your brain around sometimes.
Have you got a lean in this game then, Gil?
Yeah, I mean, I would lean Carolina. I would. So if it gets to 6.5, and you might see some 6.5s at some point, I would definitely lean Carolina because I do like that combination. And it's a home game, and it's a Monday night game, so you know they're not going to let down the Panthers, that is, because they're in a primetime audience. But this is a third straight primetime game in a row for them if you count that win at Seattle in the afternoon game, which was seen by most of the country 2 weeks ago. So that and the win against the Eagles in primetime last week, I like the Panthers here as a lean.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.